You have reached Atheist Republic voicemails. God may not be listening to you, but the citizens of the Atheist Republic are. Leave us a voicemail on atheistrepublic.com for a chance to have your message broadcast to our followers worldwide. Send us your opinions, stories, advice, or concerns. Together, we'll build a platform for atheist voices all around the globe.
I find that the commercial by Billy Graham Jr. on CNN of proselytizing his religion, his Christian religion, and saying that the rest of us out there in the audience are sinners, and if we pray to him, Jesus will take this sin away. I think that CNN should stop and not allow Billy Graham Jr. to assault us with this kind of insanity that we have enough of during this pandemic. Thank you.
I realized recently that being a Christian is akin to having a split personality. The Christian ideal is one of tolerance that directly contradicts the Old Testament. God was not at all tolerant, smiting people left and right and encouraging all manner of monstrous behavior. Let's look at the subject of homosexuality. The Bible's attitude against it is laid out quite clearly in Leviticus 18, verses 21 through 24. You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. To this day, Christians are almost schizophrenic in their interpretation of the Bible. They preach compassion, but are frequently intolerant to the wicked sinners. So what exactly does it mean to be a good Christian? You can't have it both ways. If you preach compassion and tolerance, you have to accept homosexuals. But if you condemn homosexuals, you can't pretend the Bible is tolerant. Well, these are just my thoughts. Thank you.
Hello, guys. Hope you're doing well. I just wanted to say I'm from Northern Ireland in the UK, so obviously I think yous are based in US, but I just wanted to ask a few questions if yous could get back to me. Why do yous think so many people believe the world is 10,000 years old or less? Do you think it's just they just align with what their parents say? It's sort of a passed down tradition, like, as you see, people who usually are Christians, majority of the time, not all the time, but majority, it's just passed down, you know. Do you think people are just too gullible, you know, just listen to what other people say and don't go out and find their own facts, you know? I think there's too much evidence against the world being, you know, billions of years old to say it's a few thousand years old. Also, wanted to say, do you think that a lot of the fact a lot of people are Christians or any religion is the fact that they're fearful of afterlife, you know, going to hell or etc., you know, it's the fear factor, like a scare tactic, so they you know, they decide to become faithful because they're fearful of going to hell, you know, that's, it's just about fear. Thanks, guys.
Hello, my name is Oren, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio. It's my first time being on the Atheist Republic voicemail. I just wanted to first shout out everybody who's taking part and keeping this going. Like, this is amazing. And also, I wanted to say or ask a question, not necessarily a question, something that's up for maybe a debate, something you've probably covered already. Like I said, I'm new, so I'm going to, you know, talk about it anyway, and just hopefully people can give it opinions that I'll listen to later on in the next podcast. I wanted to ask the question on the things that we do here on different sites, such as Atheist Republic, and there's a lot of groups. I'm in a couple groups on Facebook, and I'm wondering, is sometimes some of this beginning to turn into what looks like a religion? It seems like maybe we're just, the community of atheists are more willing to do more of what, you know, Christians and other people's religions claim to do. And so it makes us look like we're being godly of sorts. But we know that's not so. It's just being a regular good human being, a good heart. I just wanted to put that out there and just say, do we seem like a religious group at some point? You know, as far as all the stuff that people are going through and all over the world, as far as atheists are struggling and going through places that are not in the United States, getting, you know, probably a lot of them probably being killed and or a lot of the bad things happening to them for being atheist out loud. So we can't really hate on our country for that. But yeah, so just like I said, Oren from 614, just waiting here to hear some of the opinions of my debate. Thank you.
There is nothing in this world that was more important to me at one time than to know God was real, that Jesus was the Savior of this world. I spent 6 years in the church. There are two things that I came out of from that church. One, there are people who are so involved that they cling to God in such a way that they think they are fighting a devil. And yet there are others who are so afraid of the devil that they feel they are running from him in hopes of finding God. I retract my earliest statement and say there were three types of people in the church, because I was the third. I was the one who was staying in the middle going, what in the fuck is going on here? I have come to understand one thing, and one thing only, from the Gospels, from the teachings of the epistles through Revelation, that there is one thing that the Bible teaches completely. Is that it is a cult of death. I will not in any way, shape, or form support it, or Islam or any other cult, death cult, that promises eternity to some people, but promises eternity of death to others. I have not had much word to say to anyone except local people who run their mouth and discover that I know more than they do. If there is one thing I can say to anyone who is thinking in any way, shape, or form of joining Christianity, please don't. Just change your life. I did. At 19 years of age, I changed my life by my choice. You can too. I have nothing else to say at this moment, but I will say anything else I can later. Just, if you want more from life, look for it in the hands and faces and hearts of those who care for you. because that is the only place you will find it. I promise you that. God does not exist. Jesus is made up. And religion is a lie. I guarantee it. Thank you.
Please consider supporting us by sharing the podcast with your fellow heathens or donating by going to atheistrepublic.com and clicking on support. Subscribe to Atheist Republic voicemails on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And please leave us a review.